This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. The WAF Amendment Bill 2025, as reported by the Joint Parliamentary Committee, has been moved in the Lok Sabha for consideration and passing today. Union Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju moved the bill, saying that it has nothing to do with the religious practice of Muslim and it only deals with the properties related to WAF boards. The minister termed this legislation a prospective, saying that it is not retrospective and not intended to confiscate anyone's property. He further informed that as per the present bill, the WAF boards will have representations of different Muslim sects, women and non-Muslims and others. Initiating the discussion, Gaurav Gogoi of Congress accused the government of misleading the people on this bill. He said this bill is against the constitution. Earlier, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said the bill has been brought after detailed deliberations by the Joint Parliament Committee as approved by the Cabinet. The State Cabinet, under the chairmanship of Chief Minister Pema Khandu, today took several important decisions, including extending scope of the Chief Minister's Bal Seva Scheme and enhancement of pension under the Chief Minister's Social Security Scheme, besides approving grant of 50% SGST reimbursement for the 1200 megawatt Kalai second hydroelectric project. The Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister's Bal Seva Scheme will now provide support to all registered orphaned children of the state. In a landmark decision to bolster social welfare, the Cabinet has approved enhancement of pension amounts under the Chief Minister's Social Security Scheme. The pension amount for all three components of the scheme, old age pension, disability pension and widow pension, has been increased by Rs. 300 per month. Meanwhile, the Cabinet has approved the grant of up to 50% SGST reimbursement for the Kalai 2 hydroelectric project to enhance its financial viability. Some other Cabinet approval includes assigning Deputy Director, Rural Development, to implement RD and CSS schemes in the districts. The Guardian Minister of Lower Subansiri, Gabriel D. Wangsu, has urged the administration to embrace a problem-solving mindset and drive progress through innovative solutions. The minister said this while attending the review meeting at Zero yesterday. Wangsu, who is also the Guardian Minister of East Kameng, Pakeh Kesang and Lower Subansiri District, conducted a comprehensive review meeting with all the heads of district departments in Lower Subansiri to evaluate the overall activities in the district. During the meeting, Deputy Commissioner Vivek H.P. presented a detailed assessment of the various state and central government schemes. The presentation was organized around the key thematic areas of Sasakta Arunachal, which include Sundar, Samrit, Siksit, Swasth, Surakshit and Swachh Arunachal. This was Wangsu's maiden visit to the district as Guardian Minister. The Arunachal Pradesh Science Center, under the aegis of Arunachal Pradesh State Council for Science and Technology, Department of Science and Technology, began the summer science camp for children at Science Center, IG Park, Itanagar, yesterday. The objective of the camp is to inculcate scientific knowledge in the children through the creativity and fun. The camp will include fun-filled activities such as origami, astronomy, skill development, science activities, and fun games, which are designed to educate children while indulging in play mode activities. The camp will continue till the 23rd of this month. Arunachal Pradesh judoka Khomdang Wanghop has brought pride to the state by securing a bronze medal at the Junior National Judo Championships 2024-25 held in Dehradun, Uttarakhand recently. In response to the achievement, the Arunachal Judo Association has extended its heartfelt congratulations to Khomdang Wanghop for his outstanding achievement and has lauded his hard work and perseverance. His success serves as an inspiration for aspiring judokas in the state, the AJS said. Judoka Khomdang Wanghop hails from New Changnyak village in Tirap district. The NSS cell of St. Clairette College Giro successfully concluded the first phase of its NSS special camp yesterday at its adopted village, Lempia Old Giro. The three-day camp, held from March 28 to March 30, last aimed to promote social responsibility among students through various community service and awareness programs. A major highlight of the camp was a street play on the gender equality performed by the NSS volunteers. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.